This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Let me tell you something about these Yankees. They have nowhere to hide. That's it. The spotlight cannot get bigger. It is shining on them, and they must deliver. We said this yesterday, but it got even more intensified because the Mets won. Orioles gone. Astros gone. Royals, what, 25th payroll? Not that they can't beat them, but that's obviously going to be a talking point. The Tigers remain. They're barely a top 20 payroll. The Guardians, they remain. This is the American League Central invite. And the New York Yankees. And if the Yankees, now this is very much dumbing it down and minimizing how tough it could be. But this is what happens when you're the Yankees. You got to win now. Because the Mets remain the little engine that could, at least for now, okay? Until they maybe get some bigger names this offseason. And the Yankees with Judge and Soto and Gerrit Cole and all the championships and all the things that we talk about and all the pressure on Boone and Hal and this and that. The New York Yankees must come out swinging, and the Yankees must get to the World Series.
They might have the most pressure on them of any team in it. Obviously, we know the Mets don't have any pressure because nobody expected anything from them. Yeah, Philadelphia, okay, sure, but they went on their run a couple years ago to get to a World Series. The Dodgers had won theirs, even though it's a shortened year, and they're going to have some pressure, sure. Padres a little bit, but with the Yankees in New York, with the way the American League has shaken out, with the Mets going nuts, I do think that adds to your point. I think the Yankees have the most pressure on them left of any team to at least get to the World Series.
Yeah, I think when you get there, you know, like you go back to the Marlins series versus maybe in 2003 when they obviously lost to a young upstart team versus maybe getting knocked out by either a Tigers team or the Angels team in the early 2000s. Like, that's a different energy. When you get to the World Series, you've got to at least maintain some perspective and understand that is very hard to do. But now, starting tomorrow with Gerrit Cole, who is in his absolute prime, and Aaron Judge, who needs eventually a Yankee moment,
yep.
Whether it's Reggie or Derek or whomever, he needs one of his own. And Soto, this very well might be his only dance in the Bronx. The Yankees just simply have to advance. They have to win, and Brian Cashman must show that he put together a championship team, and Aaron Boone must show that he can manage these guys to the World Series.
And this is not to make it a Mets versus Yankee thing at all, but it crossed my mind last night, and being that we're talking Yankees right now, I'm going to say it again. Aaron Judge, maybe not exactly the way that Pete had his home run last night, because, you know, this just hasn't happened in the history of baseball, but Aaron Judge needs to have his postseason moment like that. Pete had his postseason moment in a huge way. Judge has hit many home runs. We know history, record-breaking, all that stuff.
Yep.
So certainly a terrific all-around player, the best player that I've ever seen. We've said this many times. He hasn't had his signature postseason moment yet.
Yeah, and the moment, I don't put as much stock in that personally, even though you'd love to see it. Again, Reggie hitting the three home runs or a multitude of home runs that we could reference that everybody knows, where it's that one isolated, you know, literal home run, trot around the bases. That's the moment. A-Rod doing this.
Need that at some point?
I think he needs to just be one of the best players in baseball. Like, again, if he hits, like, what I mean by that is this, Al, if he hits, you know, 360 with seven RBIs, but he doesn't have a walk-off home run or a high-leverage double to plate the lead run, I'm not going to get on him. I mean, like, you know, as long as he carries the mail and performs at a level commensurate with his talents. So to me, it's less about that one singular isolated moment and just string together 20 at-bats and be one of the best players in baseball, which he so clearly is.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Back to your calls. Max with his dad. Ken is in Newton, PA. What's up, Max?
Hi. Let's go, Max. Big win last night. Huge Pete fan. I was kind of nervous towards the end of the game in that ninth inning when Francisco Lindor was up, and I was like, it's gonna come down to Pete. My dad, he didn't believe in Pete, and I was like, he's going to do it. He fell down to two strikes, and then he hit that home run, and we were excited. We were screaming. I'm wearing my City Connect Pete jersey right now.
Well, Max, how old are you, Max?
I'm 12 years old.
Beautiful age. You stayed up, obviously, for the whole game. This is now what you got to do is, because here's what you got to do. You got to leverage this against your dad, because your dad kind of tapped out and didn't really believe in Pete. Now you need to make your dad reach into his pocket and bring you to City Field to watch Pete. That's what daddy's got to do.
Yeah. I'm hoping to maybe get to a game against the Phillies, because in PA. So excited.
That's awesome.
Series.
Have a great time, buddy.
Congrats, Matt. Thank you for your call. Man. That is fun to hear. I'm just thinking,
awesome.
Man, the 12-year-old has had more joy in 1 week than I've had in 40 years. Like, think about the moments that he's had or that younger fans have had in the week. I do think, though, that all the years of pain, and I'm not even just say pain and suffering as a Met fan, as sports fans, that's what it is. You endure most of the time, it's miserable. It is painful. It's frustrating. But that's why we love it, waiting for moments like this. And this week, the Mets have provided two all-time games and all-time moments, one better and one more incredible than the next. Just remarkable.
And really, yeah, again, we can isolate it to these couple of moments for sure, which we will. But, I mean, I think they've given you an all-time season.
Yeah, well, certainly now with the way that it's gone down the stretch. Now, all right, well, let me ask you, how would you judge it? Because for me, the ultimate barometer is expectation versus result. We say that all the time.
100%.
Expectation versus result. So you look at what they did in 2022, winning 101 games. Yeah, technically winning 101 games was greater than
waiting on the expectation.
Well,
but
okay, but also the way that it played out wasn't very good. Also, it's significantly better than 89 wins, but already 2024 has blown away.
Yeah, but Sal,
2022.
I agree with that. The fact that you have a new general manager, the fact that you have a new manager, the fact that you have, you know, this influx of belief. Not that you didn't have belief in 2022, because you guys were still galvanized that, you know, Cohen had bought the team, but it was still fairly early. Not that it's late in his tenure, but it was really early in his ownership back then. I think this has to be different. This has to feel different, because the emotional journey. I had one of my buddies text me last night. His 5-year-old son was crying when he hit the home run last night.
Yeah.
Like, he's a Mets fan. I think there are so many Met fans.
Well, Evan was crying apparently after that.
Is that true?
Night. Yeah. I mean, that's what Hoff said.
All right.
I mean, sometimes the emotions get the best of you.
I'm not going to knock somebody for that.
I'm not saying I've never done it before, because I have, but it's been like.
I've never cried at a sporting event.
Ever?
I don't think I have. Now, I was there when the Yankees won it in 96. I was a lunatic. I was actually in the stadium. I had just graduated college. I wasn't crying. I think rather, like, when I...
Not like crying of sadness.
No, 100%. Of, like the emotion, realization, the culmination.
Yeah, just the breakthrough of emotions. Like, oh, my God.
I haven't. I've gotten on the other end of the anger scale where, you know, where the loss put me in a place that was...
Dark place.
Inconsolable. Yeah. I mean, think about that. You're a step away from the Super Bowl, a couple times with the Jets. You lose. You don't know where to go. I've told you this. I'm a very...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sentimental person. I have no problem admitting this came up three random questions the other day or a couple of weeks ago. I can hear a certain song and it could trigger me to, the happy tears or reflective tears or contemplative tears, whatever, about my parents who thankfully are still here, about my wife, my kids for sure. Like, I am definitely a deep thinker and full of emotion, but I have never cried tears of happiness over a win, ever. I'd like to get there at some point. Yeah. I just never have.
I've done it multiple times, but it's been many years, and I don't know. I do think I had an emotional connection still in 2015, but it's been a long time. I didn't think I had the reaction that I had in me last night in real time, yelling and screaming like a lunatic when Petey hit that home run. If you would have asked me yesterday and played the scenario out, I wouldn't have thought that would have been my reaction.
Yeah.
So you just never know how sports are going to get you emotionally. But I do understand the tears of joy. I just don't think I'm there anymore. Man, who knows? I mean, maybe. Because what happens, BT, is you feel like it's a culmination. I've certainly, as you grow up, you distance yourself from the younger you and all that you invested in the sports
team. Never fully goes away, though, if you're lucky.
That's the point.
And it hasn't for us.
That's the point. So it could feel like it's distanced. But again, last night, though, it doesn't go away. I didn't know that I had it in me. So I can't promise that if this team goes on a run and wins a World Series, even though I don't love this team the way that I love the 1986 Mets or whatever it may be, because you're just a kid and you're romanticized, it doesn't mean that it wouldn't feel symbolic in all those years that you invested going to games in 98, 99, and 2000, and 01, all those years beyond that you invest, that it feels complete after you finally see them as an adult win a championship.
I could totally see it. I could totally respect that. I also think that there's a lot of Met fans right now, understandably, mad at themselves, and I think lamenting how they turned on Pete. I really believe that. I think that's also part of the emotional process here. Your guy who you loved, your guy. And then, based on all the circumstances we've hit every day, not all of you, many of you checked out on Pete, like emotionally severed the connection to Pete.
But do you know why?
I'm not saying that you were wrong
because
he didn't do well.
No, no.
Because, he earned it.
Because he was causing great pain. The same way that Met fans booed Lindor to start, It's just we love you so much. We want to love you.
Yeah.
We want you to do well. You're killing us. You're hurting us.
I get it.
By not performing. And the only thing I could say, and I've been obviously, as you know, very, very critical. Or yesterday, 10 a.m., whatever, yesterday on Pete Alonso. We talked about it. So I've been very critical of Pete along the way. However, it didn't mean that in that spot. This is where I think that certain Met fans are over-the-top negative. Like, if you were, he's going to ground out here, or he's going to pop out or strike out, that, to me, is going to another spot where I personally don't like to go, especially with Pete.
Yeah.
Last night, I didn't have that feeling. I had a feeling of, okay, here we go. This is your last chance. Do it. So I think most Met fans were like that, as opposed to being, I'm done with this bomb. He's going to strike out. Which, by the way, they do that with everybody. It's not, you know, some fans are just negative.
And by the way, I don't mean last night specific to the outcome or the anticipated outcome of that at bat before he went deep. I mean the contract and let's move on. Like you, like a lot of Met fans got to a place that, and I understand it, because Pete, based on his lack of production, put you in a position where that was the only real place to go. Like, he earned, I don't want to say he earned the venom, that's definitely too harsh, but he earned the criticisms, man. Pete was awful. And when somebody that you love, there's such a connection, and then there's such an unexpected, intense disconnect, the reunion is powerful.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's a pretty awesome thing to see.
And I want to get to how long should that reunion now last when we come back. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.